I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Well, we're here. We've all collectively limped together to the end of the week. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, absolutely, Sarah. Absolutely.
Are you awake?
Yes, I am. I am sprightly.
Okay. We did have a big work day yesterday. It didn't stop. We had obviously radio, we had an event, and then we couldn't get enough of each other and we were on FaceTime doing some more business related. Why are you looking at me like I'm a loony? And during the FaceTime call, Lise and I both had crows going off in the background of our chat. So we would have a convo and then in the background, Now, I hate the sound.
I didn't
crows,
even notice
mate.
Mine. You went on about it. You do something about that crow.
It's a dreadful noise. It really is. And, you know, crows are like an omen of death and bad luck.
They're
a miserable kind of bird generally. But
I don't mind them.
Then I stumbled across a crow in the UK that's doing this. If you didn't catch that, it's actually standing on the sidewalk saying, "You're right, love." I mean, don't we all need a crow in our lives like that on a Friday?
I mean, that crow would pay more attention to me than my husband does.
It's a warm hug in flight form.
Oh my God, Sarah.
Please. You're right, love.
Well, you know, it just got. Did you ever see the movie The Crow?
No. Too scary.
Oh, God.
I like friendly clock.
You're listening to those two girls.
I know I'm very late to the party, but I've recently watched Fyre Festival on Netflix, which is the documentary that was all about Ja Rule and his founder, mate Billy, creating this amazing music festival, well, in theory, because it never actually happened. It was a disaster on mammoth proportions. There were supermodels pulled in left, right, and center, false promises. And now in the media, there are reports that Ja Rule is wanting to create like a 2.0 version of Fyre Festival.
Insane. He was apprehended at LAX airport by reporters, and he had a good old chin wag to them about the fact that he wants to come back bigger and better with a second iteration of Fyre Festival.
And it just made us think, what the hell would his lawyers say to him? Yes, mate, we agree. Fyre, it did look lit, but it didn't actually light up because there was literally no power. I mean, we all saw it. People were scrounging to find their suitcases in the dark.
Yes, but making it a nudist festival this time around is not the solution. No,
that's a hard no. Okay, take it from the top. Please say no more supermodels and wild pigs this round, but, I mean, how are your guests even going to get there?
Droobers, did you say? So that's a drone Uber? Jesus Christ, Jar.
Okay, I don't recommend that. What else?
No, the cheese sandwiches were a dismal failure last time, and asking Gordon Ramsay to make fancier ones, it's a no from me.
No, we all saw the Twitter feed. Nightmare. Look, Ja Rule, this is your last chance to get us on board as your lawyers. We need something strong to work with. What have you got?
So you want to reuse those hurricane tents?
That didn't really work last time, did it?
What? You want to use it for on-site...
Did he say on-site plastic surgery?
Oh, that's insane.
That's ludicrous. That's outrageous.
We love it.
Actually, that's a bloody great idea. A few days ago, I sent Lise a photo in Facebook Messenger. Now, it was a photo of a new belt that I'd bought that I thought was pretty cool. Obviously, my stomach was exposed as I showed the waistband and my new accessory.
Inappropriate photograph sent to me.
I thought Lise would comment on the belt, but no. Her eyes were drawn to the section of my body that she is jealous of.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm just going to put it out there. I have a newfound obsession with your belly button. Okay? I said to you, Sarah, that belly button is so deep of an innie. I said to you, I could drink miso soup out of it. I mean, I'm just putting it out.
I'm not going to lie, made me a little bit uncomfortable, but I appreciated the sentiment of where you were coming from.
Well, it's just that as an individual with an outie, I wasn't blessed with an innie like yours. Mm. So I believe that that thing on your body, I reckon easy 20 mil it would contain. If I put liquid in it, I'm going to say between, all right, I'm going to go conservative 10 to 15 mils.
I mean, my mind boggles as to that being a part of people's body that you are jealous of. I mean, I know you have a phobia of your outie belly button. You envisage it getting caught on things. And didn't you even see a doctor about it at one stage?
Yeah, I did consider, I wonder if there is a surgery one could have.
To make it an innie?
Yes, why not? I mean, someone stuffed me up at birth.
But is that what happens? Is the innie and outie, it's just the way the doctor ties the knot, isn't it? I think so.
It does feel like it's something that a doctor decides at birth.
Well, I'm not pleased with the decision my doctor made, clearly. I feel like I've been ripped off. I mean, I look at your belly button.
Do you want me to show you now?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, look at the depth.
Look, this is the thing, right? I look at that and if I could fill it with crystal clear water.
If I put my finger in it, it goes to the first knuckle.
I mean, that is remarkable.
Yes. It's
Scott.
Why are you looking shocked? Put your finger in your belly button.
It would not go to the first knuckle.
Guys, it's very, I mean.
No, mine just covers my fingernail.
Do you want there to be some kind of measuring?
Yes, I do.
Of my belly button's volume.
I think in times of drought, if I laid you out on the lawn, you would collect water for me.
I am a catchment zone.
You are.
In my tummy.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Right now, I feel like a biscuit.
Me too. I always feel like a biscuit,
well,
Sarah.
Well, I want a specific kind of biscuit that's only available over in America through the Girl Guides.
Okay.
I'm sorry to make it difficult, but here's the thing. A genius young lass has made the sales of her Girl Guide Bicky skyrocket by putting a picture of Jason Momoa on the box. Mm. Now, these cookies, as they say in America, are called Samoas.
Yes, and I've read into them because you know I'm fond of cookies. And the Samoa cookie is a vanilla biscuit coated in caramel and sprinkled with toasted coconut laced with chocolate stripes. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds amazing. Okay, so they're called Samoas. What's the link? Why has she put Jason on it?
Are you awake? His last name's Momoa. Okay, so she's calling them Momoas with a photo of him shirtless with all his pecs and tats on display. I mean, last year, this girl was the cookie CEO. Ooh. And she sold more than 2,000 boxes. This year, she's trying to beat her own record with a semi-naked Jason on the
box. I thought she'd call them Jason Samoas.
No.
So she's
No, you missed the point entirely. No. I mean, I'm wondering, can we do a similar thing in Australia?
Okay, so she's taken the name and she's twisted it.
Yes. I mean, everyone else is following along. Why do you keep repeating it? It's like when I drop my daughter off to prep and they have to say things six times. We get it. We all get it.
Okay. So if there was an Anzac cookie, we could say it's an Anzac Efron.
We could.
Cookie. Where we're going with
yes,
this?
Yes, that's where we're going.
So I do get
we
it.
We could have a Monte Carl Stefanovic.
Okay.
Oh.
Carla. Oh, I don't know.
What about a Tim... Tam.
God.
I don't know any celebrity called Tam.
Tim the Tool Man, Taylor Tam. Oh, I give up. I just wanted a Jason Momoa.
A couple of weeks ago, Sarah opened her big trap and said to the nation that she could spot Where's Wally in a Where's Wally book or any of his subsidiary characters. You said, Sarah, and I quote, "Give me a Where's Wally book and I will find the characters. It is my hidden talent. That's what you said.
I don't know why you sound so angry about my hidden talent. Accusatory even. But yes, my talent was acknowledged when I was sitting at the dentist with my two daughters. And while they were having their checkup, I was in the children's section madly pointing out Wally and Wender and Oddball and the Wizard. And, you know, okay. I do feel like I've got eyes. I've got four, as a matter of fact. And they are an advantage.
You feel it's one of your
finding Wally books.
Okay. Well, you know what I did? I went to Aldi over the weekend, and in the center aisle, among the foot massages and faux succulents, I found a Where's Wally in Hollywood book, and I purchased it.
And why do I feel like there's a malicious kind of vibe that's coming my way?
I thought, I'm going to test you. I'm going to test you right now. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to allow you in this challenge. Scotty, can you find a timer for me? Because I'm going to time her.
How long are we putting on the timer?
Oh, I don't know.
Give me 25 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, you are allowed to find, okay, Wally will give you the most points in my mind, but you can find Oddlaw, Wizard Whitebeard, Wender, Woof, and of course, as I said, Wally.
All so right. I'm, well, gonna I'm not going to talk while I'm looking.
You've never seen this book.
Never.
I'm going to flip to a page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do we have the timer ready?
We're ready.
We are testing Sarah Wills on her ability to find Where's Wally characters. How quickly is she going to do it? This particular scene looks like a Roman scene. It's called Horseplay in Troy. There's a big golden wall, kind of like a castle. There's a lot of shields and armor. There's a lot of red characters, a lot of blue characters, a lot of yellow characters. 25 seconds is up. She's still got nada. Not one of
Damn
them.
It, I shot myself in the foot there. This is a very hectic scene.
Well, they all These are, ones, Sarah.
I didn't know you were going to give me the busiest scene in the bloody book, Liz.
Well, I just flipped. Do you want me to flip to another one?
Yes.
No.
Yes, and give
Did
me 40 seconds.
Did she just seconds. Fail it?
Don't look to the producers. I'm the boss here.
Producer Aaron? He can we give care. Her another shot?
He's not even listening.
It's a fail.
He's listening to Nova. Give me...
It's a fail. And more importantly, at what point during that 25 seconds, Liz, where you were describing a Where's Wally book, did no one else pick up that this is maybe the worst thing that's ever happened on radio?
Well, because she knows Producer this is a physical Aaron. Challenge that I could partake in.
Producer Aaron's just written on the computer, this sucks.
So what we've proved is Sarah's hidden talent isn't finding Wally.
It's not, Sarah. I'm so sorry.
You have to find something else to be good at.
What else are
Why
you
Why is the producer
at?
Writing I quit to us?
After today's show, I'll listen to the podcast.
I feel our job is done.
There's too much pressure. Too much pressure.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, we've been given a great gift.
What's that?
One of our posters, our hit network posters with our mugs on it, mm-hmm. our promotional posters for this show.
Yes.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's been gifted to us.
I'm taking it home.
Why aren't there two? And are you really going to put it up on your wall?
I think I will. Yes.
Frame it?
In my little study area, I'm trying to create a wall of women.
There you go.
And you and I, we are both of the woman persuasion. I think I'm going to stick it up.
Okay. What I most love is that they took it down. Oh, we don't need this anymore. Do you guys want
to? Do we need to question that?
Were Actually, you guys walking in this morning, you saw the big blue clean away out the front. And what's up?
What's that in the bin?
Anyway, I've got a massive weekend ahead of me, just saying.
Are your weekends going to be affected by potential Omar action?
Massively.
We're obviously in Southeast Queensland, giving that away.
On Saturday, I have a christening to attend. Yes, I am the godmother. Then I have a first birthday party following that. Then... Then we have a 40th, wait for it, in a park.
Sounds classy.
What's going to happen there?
Oh my God, I hate parks.
No, it's going to be beautiful. It's all themed. It's like a Moroccan theme. There's tents.
Is it? Oh,
but,
okay.
But that's going to be a problem if Omar comes to town.
Oh, right. I feel like I've just gotten out of the park phase of my life with kids.
No, this is like a styled.
There's no bark or sand.
No, I don't believe there is.
All right. Well, I mean, my girls are off to Nitro Circus. Which is like a motorbike circus. I don't even really know what it is, but one of my besties bought it. for my girls for Christmas. So they're off to see that. And that could be a very wet experience, I'm thinking.
Oh, is it outdoors?
No, it's inside, Sarah, you twit. Nitro Circus.
But I'm going to get wet, you know, waiting on the footpath.
It's not inside. It's in a massive stadium.
Yeah. Will they close the roof?
Yes.
Oh, well, all's well.
It's going to go on, well, Omar or not.
Omar's
for
not going to affect me, except perhaps my pool. Dad put the hose in the pool when he went to visit, didn't tell me he'd done it, and the pool water is a centimetre from the top.
When
and if we get all this rain, 2 days ago, if we get all this rain, my pool's going to overflow. I hate it when my pool overflows.
There were predictions of Omar 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm going to get Dane onto it and he'll talk you through step by step how to drain the pool.
Backwash.
Yeah.
Dane will be Sarah's pool boy.
All right, gotta go. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.